when I heard the news on Friday morning that 42 new schools were to be built over the next 4 years, I immediately assumed that a number of these would be in Donegal. And of course, I checked the website to find that not one was in Donegal, despite the fact that we have a long list where schools are required, new schools, schools that required reconstruction, refurbishment, and none of these included. So it appears to me that a school overcrowded in rural Ireland is no different to an overcrowded school in urban areas. But this is not the government's policy. They have failed to recognise the needs of rural schools. And of course, we were told in the national plans that there will be rural proofing. There's certainly no rural proofing when it comes to schools in Donegal. And I believe that this is a matter that will be very much top of the political agenda nationally, but here in Donegal, it is top of my political agenda.
So it appears to you that schools on the East Coast and in urban areas in general are coming across as more important than those in rural areas and in Donegal?
Well, the Minister seems to take the view, and if it's the Minister's view, it's the government's view that they're only interested now in providing accommodation in areas of growth and increased population. But children going into schools in those areas of population, they're no different to the children that I'm representing here in Donegal, and we're insisting that the programme which was in place, that that programme must proceed and that Donegal will be central to that. In the meantime, I'm asking them to ensure that all of the Donegal schools that have applied for emergency works, those that include health and safety, that all of those must be now approved at a very early date.